And great to be joined by Nick Mary of Screen Time today, and he's joining us from across the pond. And Nick, thanks for taking time to join us and talk about Screen Time.
My pleasure, Rick. Good to be here.
Yeah, great to have you, and a bunch of things coming up for Screen Time, but kind of give the listeners here that maybe are not familiar with it, kind of give them a little overview.
Sure. So Screen Time is effectively an app that helps parents manage the amount of time their children spend on their mobile devices, so smartphones and tablets and the like. Our mission is essentially to try and get kids to live their childhoods as they should do, to experience stuff offline as well as online, and get that balance right. And yeah, so far so good. We've been going for a couple of years. We were founded by a father of three who basically saw his own kids struggling to get outside, saw the football going flat in the garden, the bicycle getting cobwebs on it, and decided that enough was enough. He needs to encourage his kids outside. And the biggest cause of the problem was their mobile device. So he built an app, and it went from strength to strength, and sort of 2.5 years in now, and we're a global enterprise and doing pretty well.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on here, and this really, the heart of it, it kind of puts the parents in control of the amount of time that kids can use their devices and things like that. So it really kind of puts the power back in the hands of the parents.
Yes, exactly. I mean, this is a new phenomenon. You think about even just 5-10 years ago, parents didn't have this problem. Kids didn't have mobile devices in their back pockets. So now they've got access to literally anything they want, whenever they want, 24/7. And for a parent, that's a scary thought. So what we try to do, and this isn't saying that technology is a bad thing, quite the contrary, it's very important, and without it, kids are going to be stifled in their future. But there needs to be a balance for children. They need to be able to get out and about, enjoy life, climb a tree, you know, jump in puddles, kick a ball around, build a den, etc., etc. You know, this is about encouraging children to live the life that we lived as kids ourselves. And for technology savvy parents, their kids are still leagues ahead. You know, it's a chasing game to try and keep up with your children and their knowledge. So it's important for parents to have that helping hand. But this isn't about taking away the responsibility of being a parent. It very much still remains the parent's responsibility.
No, you used the key word, I think, earlier. You said the word balance, and that's really what it is. Here in America, we have spring break coming up. The kids will be off of school for a week or more. And then, of course, the summer vacation coming up. Having this app installed could not only help kids with not overdoing it on their devices, but like you said, helping them do other things, interact with people, get outside. And maybe one of the funny byproducts, or maybe not so funny, is this can help eliminate device related arguments maybe in the household, because the rules are kind of set ahead of time and have to be obeyed.
Absolutely. I mean, what the Screen Time app, some of its features are little things like an instant pause. So if you're a parent and you've said dinner time a dozen times and still no kids at the dinner table, you can pick up your own phone, press pause, and it pauses their devices instantly. And lo and behold, the children arrive a couple of minutes later. So, you know, kids don't like it to start with, but they soon get used to it, and they soon discover that actually there are more interesting things to do, or equally as interesting things to do offline as well as on. And the arguments do seem to disappear. But as I said, this isn't about taking away the responsibility of the parent. This is about giving them a helping hand.
Yeah, and this can kind of set the tone for kids as they get older. You're kind of teaching them moderation a little bit, and hopefully exposing them to other things. So once they become get out of the preteen years, the teenage years, and into adulthood, that's when this could really pay off.
Absolutely. I mean, during the school terms, as we call them over here.
And Nick, that sounds great. Take us through once families download the app. I know there's, I think, a 14-day free trial they can use. Take us down kind of how the setup works and just kind of what you guys recommend having done at that point.
Sure. So the app is available on Apple. Apple via the Apple App Store, and also via the Android Store, the Google Play Store. So dependent upon what your kids have or what you have, you go to one of those stores, you type in Screen Time Parental Control, you'll find the app. It tends to come up at the top of the list. So it's pretty straightforward. You download it on your phone as a parent, and you download it, and it takes you through the instructions on how to download it onto your child's phone as well, because it's important that the phones are paired, or the tablet and the phone or whatever the device is, are paired together so they can talk to each other. Once you're up and running, you've got it installed, there is a 14-day free trial, no obligation, no credit card details needed or anything like that. You play around with it for a couple of weeks, see how you get on with it, and just to see how it impacts your family and how your kids progress with it. After that 14 days free trial, if you're happy with it, then it's a subscription-based model. So it's $3.99 a month, and you get the full capabilities of the app. So the sorts of things this includes are setting daily limits. So you can set a limit to your child's device to say, let's say, 3 hours a day or 2 hours a day, whatever it is you prefer. And you can set those limits to different parts of the day. So before school, not during school, a couple of hours after school perhaps. You can stop it at, let's say, 9 o'clock for lights out. So they can't be playing Minecraft at sort of 2 a.m. with their kids down the street. As I said earlier, you can play and pause instantly. So if your child is not listening to you, you can pause their device with a push of a button. It also helps, we've got this thing called a task management, which if your kid tidies their room, they get a little extra reward, and they can essentially buy time back for good behavior, if that's the direction the parent wants to go to. And all of this comes as a daily report to the parent via an email summary of all the online activity. And one thing to add to that is that Google Android is much easier for app developers to build products around. Apple are quite restrictive. So with Google, you have the additional functionality of actually choosing which apps you want to block and which apps you don't want to block, or which apps you want to set time limits on, etc. So it's very, very granular. It's an extra benefit with the Google side of things.
So for the app blocking feature, Nick, does the app blocking not allow them not even to download specific apps?
So every app, be it on Google or Apple, that a kid tries to download, the parent gets a notification to saying, your child is trying to download this. Do you want them to download it? And you can allow it or not allow it. But once the children have got their apps, their games or whatever else it might be on their devices, and some of them are educational, so some of them are really useful, and you might not want to block those, or might not want to set a time limit on those, but you might want to set a time limit on the likes of Minecraft or some of the social networks. So you can pick and choose on Google, for Google Android phones, that's like the likes of Samsung and those manufacturers there. You can pick and choose which apps you want to set time limits for.
We're talking with Nick Mary here, wrapping up with him. He's with Screen Time, and perfect lead-in, Nick, to March 3rd and 4th here is National Day of Unplugging. So we're encouraging people, not only kids, but also adults, maybe for that around that 24-hour period, to unplug a little bit if you can and reconnect with people. Take a walk, go outside, exercise, hopefully you have some good weather, and just kind of realize the value of not being online all the time. And that kind of, you guys are kind of helping, and you're kind of piggybacking on the National Day of Unplugging.
Yes, I mean, it's a great initiative. And what it does do is highlight the need for parents to lead by example. So if parents can down their devices and get their kids outside, they'll all enjoy it. They'll all enjoy the day. Or it doesn't have to be outside. It can just be doing something different without using a mobile device. Really good initiative. Really support it.
And then in the fall, this has got to be popular, probably one of your most popular times, maybe also around the holidays. But for back to school, it kind of gets kids back in the school mode and away from the fun of summer mode with the more packed schedules and, you know, more stricter bedtime hours. This is perfect for that.
Absolutely. Holiday times or vacation times are for enjoying yourself, relaxing, and don't get me wrong, it's still good to have and worthwhile to have limits on the amount of plugged in time kids have, but when they go back to school it becomes even more important, and we just don't want their education to suffer because they are so tired because they've been playing games all night.